Today's daf in Maseches Shviyos Yerushalmi, brought to you from Yerushalayim Ir HaKodesh, is daf Pehe, and we're holding at the Halakha Mishnah on daf Peh Dalet Amud Beit, which is Halacha Gimel. That's almost the rest of the Mishnayos in the Perek, basically. Almost all of them are now put together in Yerushalmi as one Mishnah. So Halacha Gimel. Pruzbal ha-mukdam kasher v'ha-mu'uchar pasul. So if you write a pruzbal, remember that the pruzbal is giving over to Bezdin kol chov shiyeshli. Now, it means that if you took a new loan after you wrote the pruzbal, then obviously the pruzbal is not going to help on a future loan. It's only giving to Bezdin kol chov shiyeshli at this time. So suppose you predate the pruzbal, you make it earlier. You're just hurting yourself. Because the earlier the pruzbal is, the less loans in the future it's going to be able to cover. So that would be kosher. But if you wrote a date in the pruzbal that is later than the actual pruzbal, then that is illegal. Because then you're going to be covering loans that actually were not covered by the pruzbal. Because the time you wrote the pruzbal, the loan didn't exist. So therefore, a pruzbal that is meuchar is pasul. When it comes to the dinim of a normal shtar chov, so let's say you took a loan, remember that over there, it's exactly the opposite. Shtarei chov amukdamim are psulim. The earlier the date is on a shtar chov, the earlier do we assume that the lien on the property of the person who took the loan was chal. And therefore, if it's predated and you go to collect that loan from a person who had bought a piece of property, and it appears on the basis of this contract that you had a lien on that property from the 1st of January, and in fact, the loan hadn't been made until February, and this guy had bought the property in the 10th of January, you're not going to be able to take it from him, and you wrote his contract and made it appear that you could take it from him because you dated the contract before he bought the property. So therefore, you're defrauding him. And mu'ucharim are ksherim. On the other hand, you're not hurting anybody but yourself by putting a later date on it, because what you're doing by putting a later date on it is limiting your ability to collect from any property that this guy sold, the guy who borrowed money from you, and you're only able to collect from those things that were still around at the later date, despite the fact that you had borrowed the money earlier. Okay, getting back to the pruzbal. Now, you have one person who borrowed from five different lenders. Well, since the pruzbal is a function of the lender, you would need a pruzbal for each one of these people, because it's the lender who's giving over the rights to collection. It has nothing to do with the borrower. But on the other hand, if you have five different people who are borrowing from one lender, so then he only needs to write one pruzbal, because that pruzbal says, I'm giving over to the Bezdin all of the chovot that I have to collect from me. Ein kotvim pruzbal ela al hakarka. You can only write a pruzbal if the borrower has land. But if he doesn't have any land, then you don't have a right to write the pruzbal. Now, why is that? So as we discussed before, it depends what you see as the mechanism for the pruzbal. So, I mean, if the idea is that the land is the way that we view the Bezdin's ability to collect the loan is already in, basically, in process. So because of that, there's got to be land to collect from. That was one approach. And remember that there was a completely different approach. It was the approach of Taisus, and he learns, and many of the Mefarshim here, that it's only because it's not a din midiraisa. The whole thing is only a takana midirabanan. And since in cases, as we know, is the general rule, wherever you have a case that is not the norm, so it's not benimtza, the rabbanan never go and make such a takana. Takanas are only made in milsa de shlicha. Milsa de lo shlicha, lo takino rabbanan. I think that is one of Gavi's early points. And this is a milsa de lo shlicha. And therefore, there's no takana of pruzbal. So this fits the other approaches to how it works, and it's not based on the fact that you're already in the process of collecting. Now, suppose this person doesn't have any karka, sa'im einlo. You are the lender, and you want to make a loan, but you need to have a principal on the loan. So then in the principal, you're mezakehu betoch sadeo koshu. What you do is you pass him the rights to a small piece of property in your own sada that you give over to him. So he makes a kinyan on that karka. And because of that, you can actually collect. And remember the svara that we had earlier in Bava Kamma, that we actually talked about the same svara yesterday to explain Shmuel, that if you have something that you can collect from, then that something, that was the case of the handle of the rake that you gave a guy for $1,000 loan. Since you can continue to collect and then take the mashkin and then collect again from the mashkin. So for all intents and purposes, a small amount of land is a guarantee for the entire loan. So you only have to give him. But normally we write in the principle, if you hold of this psak, not everybody is makbid on it. We'll see why, but that I give him arba ames of property that I own. Now suppose, suppose the borrower has a sada, but it's not in his rishus because he had taken out a mashkanta de sura on it and the other person is using it. That doesn't matter. We could still be kotvin al prusbo. It's still his. And therefore, even though you're right that currently it's a mashkin for someone else, but that doesn't matter. It's still a collectible and you can write a prusbo. Rabbi Chutzpi Tomer, I'm assuming that Gavi is on his way right now to Rabbi Chutzpi's. And Rabbi Chutzpi's Omer, kotvim la dama nichse ishto. Suppose somebody doesn't have his own land, but his wife has nichse malug, and he is being eichel ba nichse malug. So then kotvim la dama nichse ishto. Or suppose you have an apotropos, and he took out loans for the atomim that he's taken care of. So even though it's not his personal loan, nonetheless, since he's the one who activates the loan, you can even write the principal on the nechassim of the apotropos. And again, even though these are like very big kulas, but the Rabbanan were very makel when it came to principal, so that it should, any way for the mechanism to be seen as working in order to have the takona of principal, they were extremely makel about the issue. Lamaisa, there was a whole question as to whether, since everybody was given Arba Ames in Eretz Yisrael through Avram Avinu, so Kulam Yirshu Oretz, so then we should say that everybody has at least Arba Ames in Eretz Yisrael, at least as a Mokum Kfura. We don't paskin like that. But we do paskin that even land that is currently only rented or given to you for use, this is actually a psak, Benogea, what would be the name of Yeshiva Bochrim? How can they write a principle? They don't have anything. Reb Shlomo Zalman Paskin that if they live in the yeshiva, then the dorm room is considered to be theirs for use, and they can write a principle based on the dorm room. You know, so since if you made a loan to Yeshiva Bochur, if he's got a dorm, you can write a principle on that loan. Fine. Anyway, now a question is like this. Fascinating issue in the Mishnah. And this is a Mishnah that we also discussed in Kalim. Suppose you have a Kavera Devorim. So you have a beehive, right? So according to Rabbi Eliezer, a beehive is considered to be karka. We'll see why he says this. So that since the hive is essentially, these hives we're talking about were not on trees. They were these big boxes that sat on the ground, you know, shaped like a hive. And that, as a chibur to the karka, is considered to be karka. So you can write a prusbol on a kaveres dvorim, and it's considered to be karka, and therefore it's not mekabelas tuma if it's in its actual mekoma. And I mean, not if you picked it up and now it's portable, then it's not a kli. But once it's in its place, and this is its permanent place, now it becomes mechubel karka, and anything that's mechubel karka is not mekabel tuma. So it's like a house, it's not mekabel tuma. V'harodemi mena b'shabbat chayav, and if you take out honey from the beehive on Shabbos, it's like harvesting flowers from the ground. And it's like picking something on Shabbos, you would be chayav v'chatos. V'chachomim omrim, absolutely not. It's just a kli, Doesn't matter that it's permanently here on the ground. It's moved from place to place if you want to. It's Enaka Karka, and there's no such halacha. We'll see that he actually bases it on the pasuk. They disagree. It's not like Karka. Ain't Kotrim Alav Prusbom because of that. It's just a kli. And as a kli, it's Mekabel Tuma, even if it's in its place, Bibikoma. And Harodim Imenu B'Shabbat Patur, taking honey out of a kli on Shabbos, obviously is not a basis for a fee of Chatas. And that means that we argue completely across the board. What happens, now this is obviously a completely separate sugya, and again, in the Mishnayos, these are all separate Mishnayos. A machzir chov b'shviyit, if somebody comes and he wants to pay you back money that he owes you, you are mechuyev to say to him, no, mishametani, I have been mafkir this money, the Torah told me not to collect it. And the guy says to you, I want to pay it anyway, I don't feel good, take it as a gift if necessary. See, imomelo afal pikein, at that point, you don't have to keep saying it. Shenemar v'zed dvar hashmita. Now, there's two ways of understanding zed dvar hashmita. That you only need to say it, and therefore you don't need to fight about it and say, no, I don't want it, and keep arguing with him. No. And zed dvar hashmita, however, also means you are mechuyev to say it. So in other words, you're mechuyev to say the words mishametani, but you're not mechuyev to do more than that. Have we arrived at Rav Chutzpah's? And then there's another halacha in the Torah that is also b'chayev the same thing, fabulous halacha. A person killed b'shogeg. So he's a rotzeach, and now he's in an ir miklat. But he's a big Talmud Chacham. The whole city comes out to be mechabin him. Rotzu ansheya ir lechabel. And he feels, what did a big mechabit me? I'm here because I killed somebody. And all, even though it was b'shogeg, I mean, for a person to be nikshal and killing someone, I don't deserve kavod. And if people want to be mechabed, he should say to them, what are you being mechabed me for? I'm a murderer. Ritzeach ani. If they say to him, afal pikein, then you kabil mehem. And there too, it says, dvar harotzeach. We learn out both meanings. You are mechuyev to say the truth. I am a murderer. But you're only mechuyev to say it. You don't have to fight about it and say, I'm not roi. They want to be mechabed you. They can continue to be mechabed you. Now, you'll notice that this sugya that we have over here is another one of these prefigured sugyas, because the last sugya that we discussed on Mishnah Beit was talking about, can you learn out the nemoman is from Prusbel? And over here, it's exactly what our Mishnah starts with. The question of the interrelationship of the dinim of a shtar muktam legabe halva versus a prusbo muktam legabe dine prusbo. So let's go over that first piece. Prusbo hamugdam kasher. Why? Obviously, he is only hurting himself. The earlier the prusbo is dated, the fewer the loans it covers. So you want to be stupid and predate your prusbo, you know, you're welcome to hurt yourself. Masha Enkein, if you write a post-date, a mu'uchar, then it's pasul, because then you're giving yourself illegal powers. And you're pretending that this prusbo was written on loans that took place after the 10th of January, where in actual, the prusbo was written only before that. So therefore, at that point, it would be pasul, b'pnei shemiyav fekocho. You are giving a shtar more than its legal validity. On the other hand, the shtarei chov hamugdamim, they're psulim, because by the earlier they are, the more power to them. In what sense? You have a lien on the property, and if somebody therefore bought it from the borrower, he's going to believe that the lien was there prior to his purchase, and then if you had to collect it, you could take it away from him. But it wasn't there prior, it's just you dated it prior, so that would be pasul. The me'ucharim, you want to write it, post-date it. So then, you know, you're hurting no one but yourself, because then you're not going to be able to collect. So in that case, if they're mu'ucharim, they're ksherim, because you're being meira kochan, now you're not going to be able to collect, even though you had really a right to collect. So, okay, this is all very nice. I mean, but in practical terms, how is anybody ever going to know? I mean, there you are in Besa, you're presenting this prusbel. There's no way for us to determine when the prusbo was actually written, right? So Shimon Bar Baba Shem Rabbi Yochanan says, what do you mean? there's a question we'll see. And when we go a little further, I'm going to have to stop because it's too late. But whether we're talking about Prisma or are we going over our Shtarichot? Because we've talked about both of them. So since you have Edim, it says that underneath you have the Chatimah O HaEdim or the Dayanim. So the Chatumim on the Shtar, they will say whether it's actually a kosher Shtar or not. What? Lokein Omer Ish Lokesh. I thought we have a halacha that Edim HaChatumim al Ashtar K'mishenechra Edutan B'Beit Din Dami, right? Another one of Gavi's Klolim. I'm sure you wrote this down, right? Earlier, much earlier. Edim HaChatumim al Ashtar. Just make sure that it's there. K'mishenechra Edutan B'Beit Din. If Edim testify to something in court, can they change their mind? No. Kivan She'igid Shuv Eno Chozer U'Magid. Another klal for Gavi. Once Edim give witnesses, they give testimony to something, they cannot change their day about that testimony. It's no longer them, because now they're not acting as Edim. They're acting as people that are being Makrish Edim, so we don't pay any attention to them. So if Reb Shimon ben Lakish says that it's the equivalent of going through a cross-examination in court, so then how can they say, yeah, but this star is not really a good star? What do you mean? It's too late for you. Why would we believe you about the star being a good star or not? So our kasha was, lo kein omer Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish. How could we say that the chatumim b'shtar, the way Rabbi Shimon bar Boaz said, that Rabbi Yochanan tainet, that the chatumim al ashtar are able to inform the bezdin that the chatima was on a star that was posel? So we asked, isn't it also divrei chatumim b'shtar k'mishen echkru edusim b'bezdin? So how could they possibly now come into the court and tell us that the very thing that the court was mech, was chayker, that we don't accept? You have nothing to say about it. Answers the Gemara. This little piece in the Gemara leads to tremendous shaylos halacha l'maisa in many, many cases. Answers the Gemara. Taman kisha amru lo chatamnu kol ikar. Where was Reish Lakish saying that it's Kamish and Echgeroi Dusim Bebezdin, and therefore it's Kivat Shigat Shuvena Chazeru Magid? That's where they deny the actual signature. So they're saying that even though we're signed, it's basically not true. Over here, they're not saying it's not true. They're saying it's absolutely true, but we didn't sign on the date. We signed on these, whatever the loans are. Maybe we didn't pay attention to the date. So, Bramach Amri Alzeh Chatamnu. On the Iker loan itself, we did it. And I still admit that we did that. But Alzeh, as far as this part, to say that it was on such and such a date, that we don't, we weren't paying attention. So now, there's all kinds of machloikas in here. What is this based on? Is it based on Mipi Yamanuchoy? In other words, if we have to rely on them, that they indeed were the ones who signed on the shtar, so Mimela, we have to accept what part of the shtar they signed on, in which case, if we would have had a kiyam of the shtar through something else, then they wouldn't have been able to say anything, even that it was on a different date. So this is actually a very big machlokas. This whole sugya is part of the sugya in Bava Metzia that we had not long ago. And a lot of the dinim that we're discussing over here, mamish today, is nogea the sugya we had earlier on Daf Ayin to Ayin Gimel about the question is, so what is the value of such a shtar muktam and so on? So this is a machlokas. If it's something that is actually very possible that the aide overlooked. He didn't realize that they had put on the wrong date, and he signed. And now once we mitakein the date, is that possible? Or is that only where you don't have a kiyum of the shtar from outside? Fine. But in any event, it seems quite clear that in doing this, they're actually making the shtar understandable why it's kosher, since l'maisa was a shtar muktam and they were over on an iser in signing a shtar muktam. So how could we trust their testimony anyway, right? They're over here, they're saying, we didn't even notice this little nekuda. Okay, so this, in terms of the application of this halacha, you could see has very, very broad applications. Anyway, now the question is, when we say that a shtar chov, that is muktam, is possible. We just had this in Bav Metzia 2 weeks ago. What does it mean when it says it's possible? Rabbi Yochanan Omar means psulin mamash. Because remember, the Gemara said before that since it could be used, shelo kedin, even though lemaisa you only, I'm only keeping the shtar, so I'm going to be able to collect with additional testimony about when the loan actually did happen. And that way you cannot collect with it. Shalokadin, I mean, isn't any normal person who's going to have his sada taken away because of a pre-existing loan, isn't going to examine the dates? Isn't going to force you to prove that the loan actually had taken place on that date? So Rabbi Yochanan says, no, we're afraid that it will be used. The person would slip by him too. Whereas Reish Lakish, you remember, said you could still use the shtar, but you can only use the shtar with a raya as to the actual loan event. Fatani. But how could that be true, what Reish Lakish is saying, if the Braita says, Pruzbo bein mugdam bein mu'uchar kasher, ve'in omoneh lemishat haktav. Even though the Pruzbo was written mugdam, and it was written mu'uchar, and therefore it doesn't really cover the loans that it claims to cover, you can still use it to cover the loans that it does cover, the loans that had been made at the time that you wrote the Pruzbo. You just have to bring a proof as to when it was actually written. And note that the Braita stresses Pruzbo. Now, according to you, Reish Lakish, that's true about any shtar, even about a shtar that is for a loan. And you say any shtar, if it's brought in conjunction with the edus that is required of when the event took place, so then what's the difference between a pruzbo and a shtar chov? You could have made this statement in the Braita about a shtar chov as well. Since the Braita only makes it about a pruzbo, it seems clear that Rabbi Yochanan is right, and you can't use a shtar chov at all if it's a shtar chov mugdam. Okay. He doesn't have an answer to that raya from the Braita, but that's very common in the Yerushalmi that we leave the question hanging. Now, what about another interesting case? A shtar, shezmano katuv b'shabbat, o ba'azra b'tishrei. So let's say you had something that utilized a local dating system, you know. So it said on a January 3rd or whatever. And we didn't realize that that day was a Shabbos. Or the day it was dated, that day was Yom Kippur. Now, there's no way that these Edim signed the shtar that the debt was created on Yom Kippur. So, obviously, there's something wrong with this shtar. Now, the question is it predated or is it postdated? That seems to be the obvious question. So, Reb Yehuda is machshir, and he assumes, you know what, it must be postdated, which means that you're only mafsid yourself by making a later date. So there's no problem with it. But Reb Yossi passes. Apparently, Reb Yossi holds that it was predated. Marlo Reb Yehuda, Reb Yossi, ma'aseh b'lefanecha b'tzipori v'ichsharta. How are you telling me now that it's not kosher when actually the same exact case was presented to you in Tzipori where the shtar was dated on Yom Kippur, and you said it was kosher? Now, how come you're saying it's not kosher? Rabbi Yossi said, couldn't be. I never would have done that. Ani lo iksharti. Well, if I did, I did. But I was crazy. I'd made a mistake. The imi iksharti, iksharti, but I take it back. So now, avambol neymar, mandi omar poso, bishum shtar mugdam. So we thought that the machlokis between Reb Yossi and Reb Yehuda was whether it's a shtar muktam or shtar mocha. That's the obvious way to read it, right? So we thought that the problem was that Reb Yossi holds that it was mugdam and it was made before Yom Kippur. And therefore it's possible. Was mandi amar kosher, Reb Yehuda held that now they must have dated it actually later, not realizing that the day that they put on it was a Shabbos. So if it was later, then for sure it's kosher, because it's only causing him a problem. Says the Gemara, not necessarily. Now, this also takes us back to Bav Metzia. What did we say at the beginning of the Masechet? That what's unique about a shtar that you find, remember, is the very fact that it was found. When you find a star, there's something that is very suspicious about that. What is that star doing on the street? If it was really a perfectly normal star, why would it have been left on this? Why wasn't it kept in a safe deposit box? How did it fall off of somebody's pocket? So remember, the Gemara said that's a reyesa in the star. Once there's a reyesa in the star, we can entertain any possibility. And therefore, maybe the point over here is that since, for all intents and purposes, this is a weird star, then you could say the psul is mishum ziyuf. It might actually be a forged star. So that's the point. And therefore, if we could find out, if we could find out that it wasn't forged, we identified the Edom or whatever, you know, and we find another thing that was signed by them, so then Enochinami, you could be machshir it. Not because of the Shaila, that it was a star mukdam.